Girls in a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off
as a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls in a bottle of wine.
Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsinabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hello, I'm Janet.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And
we are two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. And I am back at your kitchen table.
Yes, thank you for making the trip.
I love it. Like, I love getting out of the basement. It's kind of nice.
To get something different.
Yeah, and I was able to get a lot of calls in on the way here.
Oh, good. Yeah, you do. We are on opposite ends of Denver.
I'm so glad you told me that. Because I had no clue for the longest time. I was like, oh, yeah, come on over. An hour commute. And if you take the toll road, it's like $20.
It is like $20, but it's so fast. I'm getting so spoiled having it set up. Really?
I stopped. Yeah. That's I wonder good. If anyone else out there has like the toll road issue. I'm sure there's a lot of cities. Like I know Dallas, Fort Worth has it.
Oh yeah, I grew up in. Well, I didn't grow up in Chicago, but I lived in Chicago mm-hmm. for a while, and they had tolls. But they were, you couldn't not do the tolls.
See, I couldn't live in a place like that. It would feel like a prison.
They were cheap, though. I mean, here, it would be like 45 cents. So to go to downtown Chicago, I might mm-hmm. have two or three tolls, and each one would be 45 cents. Obviously, they've probably gone up
to like a dollar.
But then if you were, going off the highway, mm-hmm. the tollway, and then getting off an exit, and so it'd only be like 15 cents or whatever,
oh, wow.
you know, prorated, there would be a camera, but I would just pretend I was throwing the change sometimes.
Did it work?
And then just, it did. Then, now I would not recommend that now.
No.
Not at all.
No, but. Don't do it. Oh my gosh. Well, now they have the cameras. And it's all about license plates
right.
and stuff.
Right, they will track you down.
And yeah,
mm-hmm.
I am in a rental because my car's in the shop because it got hit by hail a few months ago.
Oh no.
And so like, if I go through the tolls, like it's full price.
Oh,
and it'll
yeah.
be charged to me later on my credit card that's on file at the rental service.
Oh, I was going to say, how do they find you? But
they
that's
do.
How.
They yeah. track you down. And I'm like, no toll roads. I went to the airport a couple times. Since I've had this rental car, and I refuse. I'll go the back way. I will take the long way.
And that's fast for you, coming from the south, coming from Parker mm-hmm. to the airport.
Yeah. I will take 225, and 225 is scary. If you're in the Denver area, you know. Like, people are crazy, and it's always, it doesn't matter what day it is, what time it is, there's always slow traffic somewhere on 225. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Well, you might not.
I guess I don't go there that much, no.
Yeah.
I dated a guy who lived down there, but that was a while ago.
So what have you been up to since I saw you last?
Gosh, what have I been up to?
You had a few shows, a few comedy shows.
I did. Those are
Sterling
fun.
Sterling and Fort Morgan.
Yes, for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Those were a blast.
Did you have a lot of people
fun.
Show up?
Yeah, both shows were sold out. So like 200 people. Yes, thank you. The first night, and then it was a smaller room the second night. But both were fun. It's fun when people are going out on a mm-hmm. date night, you know?
And that's the thing to do. Go see something.
Yes, right.
Funny.
It is a great Valentine's Day aphrodisiac. Go laugh. Have a couple drinks.
Steve and I were in L.A. because he was working, and I just traveled with him
to
be with him on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was very similar. Like, all these couples were out, and maybe they don't get out typically, but
that's right.
Comedy is something that both men and women can enjoy. It's not like a chick flick or a boy movie. It's like the middle road, right?
I agree. In fact, you know what? It was years ago, but I think I did a show up in the mountains on Valentine's Day with Mr. McGrew.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was fun. Of course, he rocked the house.
He,
I was opening
he does
for him.
Well.
Yeah.
He does well.
Always. I mean, that man always knocks it out of the park.
I try and tell him that, but he's not that. He's like, how'd I do? Am I doing okay? I'm like, really? Yes, you crushed it. Every time, you crush it. But I've seen some of your comedy. I haven't got to see it as that a lot. I think I've sat backstage when I...
Oh, yeah, like one of those when it was sort of a showcase night.
And we've talked about this, and I heard some of your jokes, and you're funny, too.
Thank you.
But I would like to go see. It seems like every time you have a show, I'm like, I'm not available. I swear I'm not sitting at home. I swear.
I know you're not. You are super busy all the time.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Things need to slow down. Steve's about to travel, and I'm excited to not do much.
Isn't to have
so lame.
A little bit of quiet time.
So lame.
You're a good girlfriend.
Speaking of being busy, you are working this weekend.
I am.
At the Comedy Works downtown, which is on Larimer Square.
Correct.
You're opening for a gentleman by the name of...
Colin Kane.
And so that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Thursday, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday.
You are going to be so tired.
I am going to be so tired.
Because you have to work Friday morning, right?
I have to work Thursday and Friday, yes. Yeah. So I'm going to be wearing a lot of concealer.
Mm-hmm. And drinking a lot of coffee.
And
sleeping during the lunch break.
Exactly. That's how I got the diet soda addiction, was because when the girls were little, I'd have to be awake and alert first thing in the morning. I do now, too, for work, but it's not as...
It's not the same.
Yeah. And then I would have to be awake and alert late at night doing comedy, so I'd have a couple Diet Cokes.
A couple?
When I would go to the show. Yeah.
Yeah. Now that it's the Red Bull and the Rockstar, have you gotten into those?
No. I even drink decaf coffee now.
Good job.
I'm trying. We'll see after this weekend how well I'm doing.
I understand. When I was working the day job and had the night job, I was 12-pack of Diet Coke easily
for a weekend. Yes. I don't know if we talked about this before, but I knew I had a problem when I was doing the morning radio show, and I would have about 4 Diet Dr. Peppers a day.
Oh, yeah.
And the doctor at my annual visit said, how much do you smoke? How many drinks do you have a week? How many diet sodas do you have a day?
Oh, he pinpointed.
And I lied. But those two things should not be happening. And we both knew. It's kind of like, I'm like, one? You know, when you answer a question
question.
What is one?
It's hilarious.
So.
See, I never had a doctor tell me. And I would be honest. Like, I'm drinking 6 to 12 diet sodas a weekend.
Are you?
No,
just on the weekend.
I was. Uh-huh. I have now. I drink sparkling water.
I do that too.
Because I like the carbonation.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten off the caffeine. I don't notice that I need it as much.
Yeah, once you
Some
get off.
Some days I do.
Mm-hmm. But that's where the meth kicks in. And then I feel better.
I'm from Missouri.
I clean the house. I don't have to eat a lot that day, and it just works.
So Larimer Square
this weekend.
Cozy Stephanie.
Yes.
And then speaking of some of the other girls that are on the podcast, I want to kind of pimp their stuff, too.
Let's do it.
We have Tara of La Lovely Vintage. So it's lalovelyvintage.com. I always kind of throw that all together. So a vintage thing, go to her website, and she has an Etsy website. She has a storefront now, and all of that's on Facebook. Carrie is working on her blog. I don't know if she has anything new, but keep your eye out. It's carryonlife.com. And then T-Squared, she has newfaceandfigures.com. It's a medical day spa offering massage therapy as well as aesthetics such as Botox. We love Botox.
Yes.
Juvederm, hair restoration, and the vampire facelift.
Vampire facelift.
They take your blood and platelets and they put it back in your face.
Oh my gosh.
I've never done it, but
wow.
Like, that's intense.
It is intense.
It's intense. And she also does the vitamin B shots.
I've heard good things about those.
Yes, she administered one on my hiney a few weeks ago. And
wow.
It was so like I couldn't sleep that night. So I have to, she said the next time we'll have to be in the early morning or daytime.
Yeah, plan it. Plan your vitamin B.
So it definitely worked. I was like wired at 1 a.m. Like, this is not what I wanted. Not what I wanted.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, should we talk about your woman crush of the week?
I'm so proud of myself. If you've been listening to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, I've kind of been stuck on celebrities and people that aren't real in my life.
Uh-huh.
So I finally have one that's a real person
awesome.
That I know, that I have physically touched. in not a weird way. Her name is Monica Matthews. She is a childhood friend. We met kindergarten. She was on the swing set. She asked me to push her. And I remember her because she had this fur coat on, and I was like, ooh, pretty. So I pushed her on the swing set, and then I think it was that same day I realized she rode my bus, and I found out she lived like four houses down from me around the corner. And yep, that started it. It was off and on, as you know kids do. You get close, and then you get close to other people back and forth. But we, I actually just saw her this last weekend, and she is just an amazingly smart woman. I think she aced the ACTs, like got the highest score. She did very well on the SATs. Super smart. We had seven valedictorians in our class because they didn't have weighted GPAs.
Oh, okay.
If you had a 4.0, you were a valedictorian. But she was one of them.
Wow.
Yeah. And she went to St. Louis, Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. And then she went beyond that to get her master's degree recently. And she's just rocking and rolling in the business world. She does program management. Super smart. And she's just always been an inspiration to me.
I think that's so cool that you've been friends for so long, since kindergarten. Kindergarten.
Yeah. Lots of fun stories she could tell you about me.
You both, I'm sure. Could, yes, she, take down the
I
other one.
I may have been there when she got drunk for the first time and so on and so forth. But she's just an amazing woman. She's in San Francisco now. We both got out of Missouri, and she's just loving life. And
that's great. That's a fun place to visit, too.
And that's the plan. If I don't get to do it this year, I'm definitely going to do it next year.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because I've not been to San Francisco.
Oh, it's so much fun. I haven't been in forever, but it's beautiful.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. She doesn't see herself being able to live anywhere else.
Hills, though. If you're in downtown San Francisco, work out. Do the Stairmaster before you go.
Right.
Get ready.
She barely drives. She walks most of the time and rides her bike. And
That's
it's kind of like Denver in that it's a very health-conscious place. So, from what I hear. So, Monica Matthews, she is my woman crush of the week. How about you?
Okay, so I listened to you, and you know, you said you were going to have a friend. So I thought about that too. And my woman crush of the week is Katie Shea. We met freshman year of college. Ooh. We were across the hall. Her and Kelly Walker knocked on our doors. They thought we were smoking pot, but we weren't. It was the girls three doors down. Because I already have mastered eating a lot and being paranoid. Thank you very much. I don't need help in those areas. But we've been friends ever since.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
I have been, in fact, I promised my mom that I would go get a mammogram. And I am way behind on doing that.
Stephanie?
And I need to do it. So I thought, how can I hold myself accountable? So I texted her and I said, would you be my booby buddy and can we go get mammograms together? So she goes, totally. So we are going to go get a mammogram. Yeah.
Do you have the appointment set?
I do not have the appointment set yet. I mean,
so
we
one
just
step.
Did, yes.
One
so
step.
This week I will make the appointment for us.
Good.
To go. Yeah. Because I really need to do that.
Right.
I don't know why that's a fear, but it is.
Because, I understand. I remember the first time I went and had my first girly exam, I was scared to death.
Oh, uh-huh.
Like, what? But I don't know what they're going to see. And you hear the horror stories, you know?
I don't know why I'm so ostrich, you know, head in the sand. Because early detection
is the key to success.
So I'm going to do it. And Katie Shea helped me. So
and
thank
she's
you.
Still here.
She's still here. She lives in Longmont.
Oh, very nice.
So, yeah.
Yay.
Really close. We have kids that are 3 weeks apart.
Oh, wow.
So that's fun.
So did you guys do, like, pregnancy pictures together and stuff?
We did not take photographs of that time of our lives.
Oh.
If we could.
That must be a new thing, right?
Taking all the pictures? Yeah, maybe so. I don't know.
Once
we
Demi Moore started posing naked as a pregnant woman.
I know.
It's like, hey.
Let's just do it. Yeah, no. Some women can do that, and I just got...
I can't find a picture of my mother
huge.
Being pregnant.
Yeah.
I think that's on purpose.
Like the boobs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, afterwards, size G nursing
Holy
bra.
Holy muffin.
Yeah.
Ouch.
It was. Yes.
Wow.
My husband at the time came up. I stood on the scale and he lifted him up, and 9 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
When I was nursing. So that whole, I'm nursing and I just dropped the weight, did not. I'm like, no. Sorry, but I am a dairy farm here.
If you listened to Carrie's podcast last week, she's obsessed with boobs. She would have been all about it.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
She would have been, wow, that is something else.
I've never heard, G.
Size G.
Wow.
A, B, C, D, E, F. They have to go in the back and get the G.
Did you have to special order it?
No.
They had it in the back.
At the maternity store, they did have them. And they just had to go in back to get them.
Can you imagine having those without being pregnant?
No.
Yikes. I can't either. No way, Jose. No way, Jose.
Right.
So get that mammogram. And anyone else listening, get your mammogram.
Get a boobie buddy.
Get a boobie buddy.
And go get it
done.
That's
a good idea.
Yeah. Yes. So I did that.
So the Oscars were a few days ago.
Yes.
I got to tell a cute story. I was with my dad, and I printed out the Oscar ballot that I pushed on our website a lot from the Glitter Guide's website. And he was all about it. Like, every time they announced a winner, he would check it. He's like, I got it. Do you got it? And I'm like, he loved it.
That's great.
What was your favorite part of the Oscars? Let's keep it positive.
Okay. Well, I guess I always like seeing what everybody's wearing.
Red carpet. The fact that they had the red carpet on ABC right before the Oscars made me happy. Because typically when it comes to award shows, you have to go to like E! Network.
Yes.
And then it doesn't always work where you can go right into the Oscars afterwards. It sometimes overlaps.
Right.
And I loved it.
It was kind of funny. I would switch between ABC and E! Online. And then we also have Pop.
What's that?
It used to be the TV Guide.
Oh,
it's
okay.
104 here in Denver with our cable. And I could see how people would go down the line.
Oh, that would be weird. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I want to say I saw Bradley Cooper or I don't know. It was someone, but I was just, someone had a commercial break. So I went to the end. I'm like, there they went. They're going down the line. So I just like that part.
What was your favorite dress?
Reese Witherspoon.
Black and white classic.
Yes. I thought she looked...
I love her. She's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the pearl dress. I can't pronounce the actress that was wearing it. I can't pronounce her name.
Right. I know who you're talking about.
But it had 6,000 pearls.
Hand sewn on,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Oh, and she said it was comfortable. My liar. Liar. But she looked beautiful.
Yeah. I saw on one of the shows, I watched Fashion Police, and they were saying, someone said, I didn't like that dress that much. And the backdrop for the Oscars was like a pale white, or I don't know, it was light. And so they said the dress looked amazing in person, but because of that backdrop, the dress didn't pop.
Well, that's
as much
not
as
her
it
fault.
Would. No, it isn't. No. They weren't saying it was hers, but the Julianne, I can't remember, from E, switched her dress at the last moment. She goes, I had a white dress. I switched it to red because you couldn't see it as well. It didn't photograph
Smart.
As well. Yeah. So I did think the dress was pretty.
But once you've got 6,000 pearls into a gown, you really can't switch it.
You're not switching it up.
Yeah.
You could tie-dye. I mean, if you really were committed.
Splash some paint.
That's right. Yeah. Go for a shower and blue paint. Come on.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. What do you think of Faith Hill's hair?
I thought it was cute. She could pull that off.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Steve hated it. And I saw other people that were hating on it.
Really?
And it looks like Tim Gruesome hair.
Janet, what do you mean by that? Can you please explain that a little bit more?
I'm pretty sure he's had some work done on his hair.
Really?
Yes, it was thicker than it's been in the past.
Well, good for him.
It's not like crazy thick, but it's definitely thicker than it was.
They are so...
So he got more hair, she got less hair, and they still look beautiful together.
They do, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
I could never pull off hair that short.
No.
I have huge ears.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your ear right now. It's not... Oh. Okay.
A little bit.
Maybe.
They stick out a little bit. Little Dumbo.
No.
Not a ton, but just a little.
Stop it.
I can hear conversations two townhomes down. I'm just saying.
Your daughters are at a disadvantage. They can't hide anything from Mama Stephanie.
Right, right. What did you think about... I haven't seen Birdman yet, but that one, Best Picture. Were you happy?
I was not, but I called it. I knew it would.
Really?
I didn't like the movie. It was dark and twisted.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Steve loved the movie, but then he was surprised that it won for Best Movie. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I called it, though. I was like, I think Birdman's going to win. I did not get any of my other predictions right, but that one I got right.
Let me tell you what, if I were an actor and I wanted to win Best Actress, I suppose, is the one I would be up for.
Right. Right.
You need to have a disease, because both Julianne Moore had early onset Alzheimer's.
In the movie.
In the movie, right. Okay. In the movie, yeah. Not in real life, but their characters. The characters both had. And now my mind's going blank on who the best actor is.
Eddie? No. Yes?
Oh my gosh.
Yes,
I can't
he's
believe
the cute
this.
Little redhead, right? Or no, he's the skinny guy. Yay! His name, Eddie Redmayne.
Oh, right.
Yes,
yes.
The Theory of Everything.
Yes. Yeah.
He's not really redhead. Yeah, he is. He's a redhead.
Okay, we're calling it red. Yeah.
I love him, but I didn't call him to win.
No? Did you think Bradley?
No. Who did I think? It was, well, shoot.
I know.
I did not prepare. Yeah. Did you watch any of the movies?
You know what? I didn't. I almost watched Birdman. In fact, my daughter, when she comes home from college, that's our summer project. We're going to watch all the movies that were up for Best Picture together.
That's smart.
Yeah. They all should be out on DVD by then.
You watched the Soldier movie, though. Cause
I did. You're right.
Time.
Yes.
And I was really disappointed that they didn't win anything. I think that's one of those movies that appeals to the moviegoers more than the critics and the Academy.
I agree.
Yeah. And that's sad.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot with the Oscars. Most of the time, I'll tell you, the people that win, I don't like the movies, typically.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what they just are looking at it from a different angle, I think, being in the industry and stuff like that.
When I sit down to watch a movie and when Steve sits down to watch a movie, we see different things. Like, he sees a little bit more of what those professionals see.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about when it comes to lighting and the way it was shot. And I like the story.
That's right.
The actor and actresses did great.
How you feel, how the movie makes you feel, that's what I think it boils down to.
Did you see Wild?
No, I haven't seen that. Yeah.
That's a good one. You'll like that one, I think.
Yeah.
Grand Budapest Hotel.
I haven't seen. That looks interesting, though. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
I did. Yes. I laughed. It was a little weird.
Uh-huh.
I laughed a lot. But then at the end, I'm like, Yeah. So, anyway, I'm not going
to. You know what I do want to say about the Oscars? I was really disappointed that Joan Rivers did not.
Did they ever say why?
They just said she, they couldn't put everyone in who had passed away. And that she's at the website, but
yeah, but
not,
she's one of the, like, most of those people I didn't know.
I know. And I want to say there was someone who was a marketing executive.
Oh,
so that's what makes me mad, is that someone like that got put in. And she was in two or three movies. Not huge, but the fact that she did that red carpet.
Every year.
Yeah. I just feel like they were kind of snubbing their nose at.
But that's for E! And not the Oscars.
I know, but that's sort of, you're right, that's true. But I felt like it gave another reason to watch the Oscars.
Right, it did.
Yeah.
Yes, because then you would know what they're talking about afterwards or during or.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
All that publicity. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was really disappointed about that.
I was overall bored with the show itself. Even Katie Couric tweeted that she was bored.
Really?
During the Oscars. And I was like, because I got bored and I turned to Twitter and I'm like, oh, hey. Katie. Look at us being on the same wavelength. It was very boring. The opening monologue was good, yeah. I thought. I thought that, what's his name? Doogie Howser?
Right. What's I knew you were going to ask me about his name. And I thought, please don't. Please just bring it up.
He was good, but then I feel like he kind of went, meh. Like, great, and then tanked a little bit.
Yeah.
Some of his jokes were a little, like the Channing Tatum joke. We all agree, Channing Tatum is a hot man, but for him to sit there and just kind of like, this is the Oscars, buddy. Right. Not Magic Mike.
Yeah.
And then Channing Tatum comes out and delivers this, like, speech, and you're like, yeah, that
it didn't flow well. Yeah. I know. Gosh.
Do you want Ellen to come back? Because Ellen did it last year.
She did do a good job. And you know what? I always... The middle is always hard to watch, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You kind of have to watch the beginning and the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do laundry during the middle.
Right.
And you keep checking in to see how everything's going.
And check the internet because they'll tell you who's winning stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. So I thought she did well. I was trying to think. Were you
William Patrick
alive?
Harris. William Patrick yeah. Harris. That's his name. Doogie. Was I alive when?
Sorry. Very good. Bob Hope. I remember when Bob Hope did it.
Oh, I don't.
That was a long time ago. So, I don't know. I don't know how they could make it more interesting, though, I guess is the thing. Yeah, it's kind of boring in the middle, but I'm not sure what they can
do. You know how the Grammys, they do a lot of the awards outside of the award show?
They need to do that.
Yes.
And just keep it
like
short.
Like a lot of those foreign things.
That's
sorry, this is America. I didn't mean to offend anyone, but...
America!
Did I say it like that?
No, you didn't. I just did that.
Hashtag America.
That is a good idea. Like, keep it at more, like, 2 hours?
Because that was... I went to bed before it was over.
Did you?
I did up the next morning to catch an early flight, and yeah.
Oh. Because it was... Wow. So you've flown, and then you're back.
I am.
And then you're here.
Yes.
You are... Non-stop.
That's why the hair's curly today. I did not want to get out of bed this morning.
I don't blame you. Rock star. Yeah, I like that. I like your advice. Mm-hmm. You should direct it next year.
Yeah.
You would get this show moving.
Come on, keep
shaking.
It moving. Let's go. No galley wagon. Is that the word? All right, question and answer fun time. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
Yeah, all of a sudden I'm like, no, I forgot. But that's the best part.
Yes.
This would be very ad lib. Okay.
So, Stephanie McHugh, have you ever had a nickname?
Yes.
What was it?
The two that I've had was Steve and Bunny.
Okay. Steve?
Steve. I was a receptionist when I first moved to Chicago.
Okay.
A temp. And I accidentally mixed up the names. So even though my name is Stephanie, the female version of Steve, I had called someone and I go, hi, Stephanie, this is Steve. And back then, that's it. You don't get another chance. That's what you're saying. And then I tried to backpedal. And so then that's very close to Stephanie. So
right.
People thought it was the nickname and I just had messed up.
How long did you have that?
So nickname? While I worked there, so that was probably about 2 years.
You had a temp job for 2 years?
It became,
oh,
yeah, full time. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So Steve and then Bunny was my college bar name.
Oh.
We were Bunny and Babette.
Oh, that's cute.
And that was our name, you know, when you just are kind of out, you don't want to give your
real name
out or
smart.
Just be fun. And I was a snow bunny. That's where it came from. Not
skiing?
Yeah.
Not a Playboy bunny.
Right, not a Playboy bunny. But close your eyes and think size G, Playboy bunny.
I was
bunny.
Just going to say, with a G, she would take you.
I don't know. I have to ask Carrie. I don't know what. How much. Just mass.
Is there a max?
And so I worked at a ski resort on breaks when I was in college. So I snow bunny. So we just shortened it to bunny.
Do you still ski?
I did just pick it up again because my youngest or one of my daughters said, Mom, I cannot believe we have lived in Colorado our whole lives and you have never taken us skiing. And I was like, I know. I go, for the record, though, you were in soccer and I do stand up. So I'm sorry. That took a lot of weekend time up. Right. So I took her skiing.
Okay. I interrupted you. What were you going to say? Something?
Oh, no, that's funny. Right. Okay. Funny. Oh, so Marilyn gave me that nickname. Marilyn was Monroe. Babette. No.
Okay. Marilyn Monroe gave you the nickname.
No. Marilyn from college. And her sister, like years later, she was introducing me to someone. She goes, Bunny, I don't think I know what your real name is. Like, that's how much
funny.
Her family, that was just my name with them.
Oh, wow.
So there we go. Those are the two.
That's funny.
How about you?
I guess Pinky.
Yes.
Has been a nickname.
Uh-huh.
Back and forth, yeah. That's about it. JB, I guess, has been thrown out there.
Oh, Janet yeah. Blair. Those are good initials.
Yeah.
That flows nice.
Yeah. I dated a guy whose mom's name was Janet, so he didn't want to call me Janet, so it was JB.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
That was a good call on his part.
Okay. Do you like or dislike surprises?
I don't know. I see that commercial
on TV right now where the guy's on the phone with, like, I don't know, like Verizon or something. And he's like, oh, good, I don't like surprises. Something about his FICO score.
Oh, yeah.
And then he opens the door, surprise! That's what this question made me think of.
I guess the first thing that pops into my head is, no, I don't.
Why?
I don't know why that came up first. Maybe because, am I a control freak? That I just like to know what's going on?
I think if you have to look at what part of life, like when it comes to bills, health, I don't want surprises.
Right.
When it comes to birthday parties, gifts, surprises are great.
So you would like a surprise birthday party?
Yes, I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
But I don't want surprises on the
The
logistical bills. Side
exactly.
of life.
Yes.
Or the job. I'm not a big fan when the boss comes in and says, oh, by the way, we're going to add this to your plate. Surprise! No, thanks.
Exactly. I would.
But some people like that because they like that.
Spontaneity.
Yeah.
Part of me thinks there's like improv, obviously, where you don't know what the next thing. But stand-up comedy, you're alone up on stage and you control, kind of. So I think I would have to say I would like to be... Yes, I like surprises, but I think deep down, maybe I don't.
Because do you like improv?
No, it stresses the crap out of me. Because you're up there, you don't know what's going to happen. And I always say something, hi, Steve. Or, you know, hi, Stephanie, this is Steve. Something wrong always comes out of the mouth when I'm trying to.
But it's funny, right?
People laugh, it is funny.
Or
yeah.
is it an awkward moment?
No, it usually is funny. And I would say that's how I kind of honed my... Humor is...
Honed your humor. I don't know why that caught my ear.
Because I would do something I would perceive as stupid, or really a lot of people could. And then I would make fun of it.
Well, maybe they thought
you were being... So then everybody would laugh.
Intentional.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have a sense of humor about it. So maybe I could roll... I can roll with it. Mm-hmm. I'm laid back, but maybe I don't think I like surprises too much.
Right.
Little tiny ones. But you gotta let me know. Just like text me.
Just text
5-minute warning.
Oh, that's awesome. I like surprises, but I need a text.
Yeah, just
first.
Tell me first. If you tell me a surprise, then yes, I love them.
So in the evening, when you don't have to work, you don't have anything going on, would you rather play a game, visit a relative, watch a movie, or read?
It's between movie or read.
Mm-hmm. I need to stop and read more.
Yeah.
I keep buying books. I don't read them.
You don't read them?
No, because I choose movie or DVR.
Yeah.
At night, because I need that mindless release.
You know what I've been doing lately, too, is I'll watch the same movie over and over again just to kind of, like Steve, watch the lighting or the character development. And
see if you can pick something out.
Yep, you can. Like, a few times in when you're just, you've, you know, you already know what's going to happen. You see all those other little things. So I like doing that.
I notice lately. The little things when I don't really like the movie. I'll be like, hey, did you notice he had a cigarette in his hand and now he doesn't?
Yeah.
It's like, you're bored.
That's right.
What is that? Congruency or whatever? Continuity.
Right.
Continuity.
Continuity.
I took video in college. The class. All right. It's winter here.
Mm-hmm.
We've had snow. Gonna have more snow.
More snow.
Finally here in February. So I thought this next topic would be great. So it's some winter dates. Ideas for you and your girlfriends. And it doesn't have to be just girls.
Yeah.
Friends getting together. Do you ever get together with your friends, and especially in the colder months? Because here in Denver, when it's warm, yeah, you can go out and have fun, but this is like when you're stuck inside.
Right. Yes. Actually, I am going over to Katie Shea's house. She's having a dinner party.
There you go.
I think she just brought my pasta making machine, so we might be making pasta. So I will be attending that.
Oh, I love pasta.
Yes.
And that's one of the ideas is, a chili party, which is good this time of year.
I think that's great.
Have like a competition.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of chili.
It's a lot
of chili. If
everyone
brings chili.
But chili freezes really well. So
does
maybe
it?
You could eat some there and then put it in a big Ziploc baggie and then you freeze it.
There
and then when you need a dinner fast.
Right.
Bam.
During a soccer game. Or
right.
A stand-up comedy ordeal.
Yes. Someone surprises you, and then they're like, no, we can't do this. We're going with the chili.
Do you have a chili recipe?
If you call opening the cans and putting them in. Yeah. And yes,
the
I do.
The Hormel secret.
Do you?
We had a competition at work this last year, and I Googled award-winning chili recipe, and I made it, and I got second place.
Wow!
So I do, but I've only made it once, and it was a fluke. I was like, really? No way.
Was awesome. It hard?
No, I just followed the directions.
Wow, just, very good.
Yeah. You can also do a soup party, which I think is kind of similar.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can vote on the best. What's your favorite kind of soup?
When you said that, and because it's winter, my mom used to make ham and bean soup.
Mm.
That was really good.
My grandmother used to make that, too.
Yeah.
I'm chicken noodle all the way.
Are you?
I love the noodles and the pieces of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You can also do a movie night. Catch up on all of the movies that maybe were nominated for the Oscars.
That's right. Put that on your to-do
or
list.
Or some great winter friendship movies include Bridesmaids, Calendar Girls, Best Exotic, Marigold Hotel, and then Eat, Pray, Love. You know they're having another Marigold Hotel movie come out?
No. Say that three times
Marigold,
fast.
I can't say that word. Yeah, it's like the second, it's called the second best exotic Marigold Hotel, and it has Richard Gere in it.
Oh, I have seen that. It's just coming out now.
It's getting ready to, yeah.
Okay, yep.
I'm super excited about that one.
Yeah.
Did you see the first one?
I did not.
Oh, you need to.
I do. I've got a lot of movies. I should have no movie night.
We should just lock you up.
Right.
You have a weekend of movies. And then another idea for you and your girlfriends is a book club. Are you reading anything right now?
My sister-in-law gave me for Christmas, we had a exchange.
Yes, you talked about
I got Amy
podcast.
Poehler and Martin Short. So I want to read Amy Poehler first.
Have you started it?
I did start it a while ago.
What chapter
and
are you
I need
on?
One.
Oh.
Like I looked at all the pictures and the picture inserts in the middle.
That's how I read. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it looks really good. And I love her.
She is hilarious.
I think I've already used her as my
you
female
have.
Crush. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last time.
Right.
So if you're more of a reader than Stephanie and I, this might be a better idea. Agree on a book, read it, get together, talk about it, bring some wine, and have fun.
That is a good idea.
Now, I had never thought of a bowling party. I haven't been bowling in 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
We go to an annual bowling thing. It just happened a few weeks ago.
Really?
Sugar Bee Bowling. It's a fundraiser for actually, I can't believe Katie's coming up so much. Katie Shea was roommates with Kelly Walker.
Uh-huh.
And Kelly, unfortunately, was diagnosed with MS. Aww. But her family, mm-hmm. Her brothers used to call her Sugar Bee when she was young. So the name of the team is Sugar Bee.
Aww.
And they have raised over $1 million over the years.
Oh my gosh.
The team has to find a cure for MS. So we go bowling every February, and the first game I am always excellent, and then I get in my head and it just goes awful, really bad.
I feel like my arm gets tired.
I'm going to say that for me too, yeah.
That's what I always say. I think the last time I went was with work, and it was fun, but I not something I think about doing.
You gotta do that again. Make Steve take you bowling.
I know.
He would be fun to bowl with.
I bet.
You have a picture?
He's not competitive.
Yeah. He's not?
No. Mm. He's kind of chill. Like, whatever.
Okay.
So maybe we could like do one of those fun bowling where you have to like bowl backwards one round and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Keep it interesting.
Right.
Another great idea is Arts and Friends Party. When I saw this, I thought of like those, you can go and paint pottery or the wine and painting pictures.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
I do like that. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to make more jewelry. So sometimes I have a friend or two come over and we try to make jewelry. Notice I'm not wearing any right now. So we're still working on it. Still working on that.
Have you made many pieces? I've not heard of the Stephanie McHugh jewelry line.
A few. We're still, again,
it's
you know,
a work in progress.
It is a work in progress. It's kind of like one of those Pinterest things. You know, you see on Pinterest, and you're like, oh my God, that's so easy.
Yeah.
And yours do not looks like a wire.
No.
Yeah, Picasso.
It looks like something that was, disposed of at a garage sale.
Right, yeah. But I will get there.
And then we'll have your Etsy site on our Facebook page.
That's right. Exactly.
The Christmas tree's down.
The Christmas tree is down. And fortunately, I think it was February when it came down. Maybe
that's
end
okay.
of January. Yeah. Uh-huh. So we did that. I've had so many comedy shows. You know when you said bowling?
Uh-huh.
There is a fine line, I feel, a balance between performing stand-up comedy and then doing stuff.
For fun.
For fun, so I can talk about it, doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Because I tend to be an introvert sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not much funny stuff happening when you're sitting at home watching a movie.
True.
You gotta go out and you gotta bowl. You gotta, you gotta do something. So sometimes I make myself go do stuff.
How's your work family? Are they interactive at all?
They are. In fact, I do have one friend at work. I think she's and her family is hilarious. She said they went to marriage counseling at one point when they first were together, or at some point in their mm-hmm. marriage, and it worked. Because they both ganged up on the marriage counselor. The marriage counselor ticked them off, and they both agreed, so that brought them close together.
Oh, wow.
Who would have thought?
And it fixed all their problems.
It totally worked for them. Yes.
Wow.
So she has a lot of interesting
stories
right? Yes.
Right. Yes.
But you always want to be careful, you know.
Right.
At least I do, talking about other people.
And do you find that when people find that you're a stand-up comic, they're like, are you going to use this in your act?
They do say that.
And you're like, what? I'm living. What?
Right.
I'm living my life.
Exactly.
Not always writing material.
Do people say that to Steve all the time?
Yes. Hey, you can use this in your act. And I'm like,
that's right.
He's really good at being,
Yep.
Yeah, but then I'll watch his act and he'll use stuff about me and I'm like, what? I didn't think that was funny.
You are the source. Exactly. It's the people close to you.
It is. And it took some getting used to. Have your daughters seen your act?
Yes. They've seen it more now. The older one thinks it's really cool.
That's awesome.
Which is really nice. Rachel does, yes. So that's fun. In fact, it's really nice now that she's 19. So I would say for the past 2 or 3 years, I can go, hey, well, how does this sound?
Mm-hmm.
And she's, because sometimes I'll be too abstract or my mind is just, she goes, it doesn't make sense. You got to tighten that up.
Yeah.
So it's fun to bounce stuff off of her. Julie, her marketing teacher knows that I do stand-up comedy, so they'll Google me and stuff, and she'll be like, please don't put anything up.
Because she's in high school.
She is in high school.
That age.
So she doesn't want...
anyone to know that she has a mom.
Exactly. Drop me off. I don't drop her off at school, but if I did...
A block away.
It'd be a block away.
I remember... Do you remember that feeling? Like...
You know,
I don't want anyone to see my parents.
Yeah.
I don't have parents, but everyone has parents. You know?
I know.
So it's so weird. Now that you look back, you're like,
it was kind of.
Everyone's the same.
It was kind of weird. My mom still to this day looks really young for her age. And I'm the oldest of four. So she was 21 when she had me, which is young.
Right.
So, people would think we were sisters all the time. And when I was in high school, she was going back to college. So we would, like, go study together and stuff.
Wow.
So it was kind of different having a mom that looked
so young.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People would think. Like, one time, I remember at church, when I was a kid, an elderly man asked my mom, he goes, I think I know your father. Does he work at the hospital? And it was my dad.
Oh.
And it's only 3 years difference. There's not a huge May-December deal. He was just an elderly guy that, A, probably didn't really put it together.
I'm horrible at guessing age.
I am too. But she loved it. I mean, never let him forget that. I'm not good either. As you should. You shouldn't. I mean, no winning.
My dad said that every time I come home, people, after I go back, they're like, how old is your daughter? I'm like, it's getting to the point where you can tell them that's not appropriate to ask. I am a lady.
That's right.
I am about the age of 30, and that's all that you need to know.
That's all you need to know. Mm-hmm. And you do not look like you're over the age of 30.
Thank you. Thank you.
You get carded a lot still.
I do.
Dang.
I do. I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's okay. I'm okay with it.
You look young, too.
Oh, thank you. I feel, happy and stuff. Isn't it funny? I feel like I look good. Not necessarily young. My mom looks good and young.
Mm-hmm.
I never was able to reach the, like she would look 20 years younger type of thing. But that's all right.
That's how my dad was.
And sometimes when I would date a younger guy, I noticed I would get carded because the bouncers were always sweet, I think.
Right.
And so they're like, they know better than to go, I'm going to card the man. But obviously this cougar type does not need to be carded. In fact, we need to have a conversation with her over there. So I always thought, that's really sweet. I know we're just all playing a game here, but let's just play the game. Let's just do the steps.
Speaking of games, my girlfriend will always just, she's my age, and she always just automatically brings out her ID. Like, doesn't even give him a chance to not card her. And I'm just like, go, girl.
That's right.
She just is like, yep, you're going to card me because I'm looking good.
Here we go. Thank you. Don't say ma'am because that'll tick me off.
Oh, I got the ma'am in an email today, and I'm like, oh.
Did you?
Yes.
But they don't know your age in an email.
I know, but still, you shouldn't use ma'am.
You shouldn't use ma'am.
My name is there.
Should it be Ms. Blair?
Yeah. Don't you think?
I have to send out emails to people I don't know a lot.
Do you use ma'am?
No, I never use ma'am. I usually use the first name.
Yeah.
Unless there's something, unless it's military, I will use their rank.
Right.
And last name.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if it's a sheriff, I just sort of play it by ear. Like if it's a small...
Like Sheriff Bacon or something.
Yeah, I'll go. I won't say, hi, buddy. You know, be, hi, Sheriff Lawrence.
That's awesome.
Can I please have this information?
Because you deal with them a lot.
Because I deal with them a lot. And
in your job.
Yes. Not cold calling, but I'm trying to get information.
Mm-hmm.
So, right.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, 2014, 2015, what year is it? Hello.
Very good, Janet.
What was your New Year's resolution?
Dang it. I didn't have one. I always pick a word for the year. So I decided leverage.
Yes.
So far, we're not done with the first quarter. Can we say that?
We're breaking it down.
Not really leveraging a lot yet. I've been doing a lot of stand-up.
Which is good, right?
Which is good. But sometimes I feel like I'm not good at the business end.
Right.
And you need to balance that out to make sure you're not just...
posting on Facebook.
Thank you. You're right. Which I will do after
which then
talk.
Toss to Twitter.
And thank you because of you, Janet. It does. Yes. So I don't know why that's so hard for me. Like, I feel like talking about it on stage. It's an age thing, obviously. But I feel like nobody wants to know what
yes,
I ate
they
for
do.
Dinner.
Oh.
But that's my pictures. Interpretation.
Right. Do you like seeing people post pictures of their dinner?
No.
Oh.
But some
maybe
people I like watching what they're doing.
Right.
Right.
That sounds weird, Stephanie.
I like to watch them.
I agree. As long as they're not being negative, I'm usually pretty like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I feel narcissistic when I do it, though.
Right. I think this society is narcissistic.
Yes.
It's the norm. So don't
so
feel
I just
bad
have to do
it. Yeah.
Maybe I should smoke pot. Maybe just take
you're
a little
right
bit of the
state.
Edge. Like sometimes I sort of feel like, gosh, what could I do just to relax and not care and just go talk to people? I thought, that's alcohol. That's being an alcoholic, Stephanie. Maybe you should just...
go down to your local dispensary.
That's right. Just do it. Don't try and find some crutch.
There you go. Well... thank you so much for being on the podcast again this week.
Thank you, Janet, for having me.
No
it was great
problem.
To see you.
Yes, thanks for watching the Oscars.
Oh, my gosh. I love to watch. Well, you know, do laundry in the middle and the
yes.
beginning and end. So.
Right. And hopefully next year's host will be better.
Right.
Sorry, Boogie. All right. Bye.
Bye.
You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and like us at facebook.com/2girlsinabottleofwine. Follow us on Twitter or Instagram @2girlsandwine. You can find our podcast all over the place. We're at podbean.com, spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and stitcher.com. You can also find all of our links on our blogs at the2girlsandwine.tumblr.com or the2girlsandwine.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you each and every week at Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.